We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, wonderful viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotov, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampo Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Tunisian harvests in 2010-11 have doubled compared to the previous year. In cultural news, a Palestinian sand artist showcases his nation's peaceful history. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 5th, renowned flamenco singer Mr. Antonio Cruz Garcia, known as Mr. Antonio Mairena, was born in Mairena del Alcor, Spain in 1909. Considered to be one of the most important individuals in the history of flamenco, Mr. Mairena of Andalusian Romani heritage was acclaimed for his great skill, knowledge, and admiration for the traditional styles of song. In 1962, he won the prestigious Golden Key of Song from the Andalusian government of Spain. It was only the third time this award was given since 1868. In addition, Mr. Mairena helped to write the influential book World and Forms of Flamenco, and dedicated his life to flamenco as well as to promoting Romani songs. May heartfelt music such as that sung by Mr. Antonio Mairena continue to enthrall individuals of all cultures. And this week, as we celebrate Supreme Master Television's upcoming 5th anniversary on Wednesday, September 7th, we're honored to present wishes from dignitaries, celebrities, and friends throughout this edition of Noteworthy News. Thank you, global viewers, for your love and enthusiasm.
I am pleased to send my congratulations to Supreme Master Television on the celebration of their 5th anniversary. I thank you for your ongoing efforts to address the important issues that have the potential to uplift the human spirit, the compassionate treatment of animals, movies that emphasize the positive aspects of human nature, a healthy vegan diet, technologies designed to improve the environment, as well as many others. The educational and inspirational programs featured on Supreme Master Television offer hope and encouragement to those who choose to nurture humankind's most noble qualities. Dennis J. Kucinich, Member of Congress.
Flyer news. Typhoon Talas lands in Japan. As of Sunday, September 4th, at least 18 people had lost their lives to Typhoon Talas after it made landfall Saturday on the coast of the southwestern island of Shikoku. Another 50 were missing and more than 45 were injured, some seriously, as the typhoon brought heavy rain and intense winds gusting at up to 180 kilometers per hour, triggering floods and landslides. Japan's meteorological agency and local officials issued evacuation orders and advisories for more than 500,000 people as a precaution against rising river levels and mudslides.
Among the hardest hit prefectures were Mie, Nara and Wakayama, where homes were reportedly swept away, and around 250 people in Ehime Prefecture Saijo were isolated when mudslides blocked roads, as more than 100,000 households lost power. Public transport services were also disrupted, while over 400 domestic and 20 international flights were cancelled in western Japan on Saturday. Residents were warned of further landslides and flooding due to continued rain, even as the storm moved out to the Sea of Japan on Sunday.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if any help is needed, and to go if possible to render assistance to the most vulnerable. She added that funds will be available for emergency aid.
Our appreciation, Japan Meteorological Agency, officials and all rescue personnel for your swift endeavours to safeguard those in the storm-hit areas, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. With sincere sympathies for those who have lost loved ones, may such distressing conditions subside through our more considerate eco-stabilising actions.
Fires wreak havoc in Southern California, USA. A fire that began in the center median of a large interstate highway on Friday, September 2nd, prompted the evacuation of 1,500 homes after the blaze jumped the freeway and began burning across parts of San Bernardino County. Traffic was completely halted as the highway, Interstate 15, had to be closed, with more than 750 firefighters aided by aircraft, including a DC-10 jumbo jet tanker, who worked to extinguish the flames. Two firefighters sustained injuries as they tried to protect houses in the area, with two mobile homes and two other buildings that were damaged. However, by Friday evening, they had contained about 20% of the blaze, and evacuees began to be allowed to return to their homes.
We are deeply grateful for the dedicated efforts of the California firefighters and wish the injured a swift recovery, as we pray that humanity strives in every way to minimize such damaging occurrences for humans and wildlife alike by treading more lightly on our delicate planetary home.
Alert raised with increased volcanic activity in Indonesia. On Friday, September 2nd, the Volcanology and Geophysical Disaster Mitigation Center, or PVMBG, issued warnings to local administrations as the number of volcanoes in the country showing abnormal activity rose to 22 at levels above normal. With 4 being the highest level of alert, 6 of the 22 craters were categorized as being at alert level 3 and 16 at level 2.
The PVMBG on Friday also raised the alert level of the Papandayan volcano to 3, noting 48 volcanic earthquakes and a white cloud that had spewed some 20 metres from the crater, warning that if it fully erupts, some 170,000 residents could be at risk.
Our appreciation, Indonesian officials, for your concerned advisories to safeguard fellow citizens. May such hazardous situations subside as humanity joins in greater benevolence toward all beings as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Imagine it's thee. Confined in a dirty, tiny little crate. Don't know how to spell S-P-A-C-E space? Wading in filth and urine and stench, never feel the sun or breeze on my skin. Are these made only for human beings? Can neither turn to the left nor right? Force-fed drugs till you lose your mind? Sweltering at noon, frozen in the night? Fresh air? What is it in the name of life? Cuddling babies, you might trample on them, or they'll die from cold and rotten hygiene. If they survive, they'll be eaten afresh at such tender months. Oh, all the gods. Can't even tell of my nightmare. The entire human race. Anyone cares? I live in terror and suffering my whole life just for their pleasure. A bloody bite. Enduring truck with hampering stand to wherever to be torn open from limb to limb or to hang from one leg on the ceiling and to have your throat slit like a worst criminal, gut and blood spilling all over. Amid crying, begging, and agonizing screams. How can anyone bear or enjoy such a sight? Have they all been dumb, deaf, and blind? Since when have humans become so cruel? Losing all their loving, kind nature, they kick, stab, slice, and torture. Oh, the pain is beyond endure. I cry for help. Is someone there? How come? Only blood. Blood. And blood everywhere. Within these cramped, dark, horror-filled walls, there is no one but axes and shadows. Shadows that are mighty, axes that are sharp. I am terrified. I am small, trembling, helpless. Oh, if you don't know if there is hell, come and see right here. Nowhere else. Dear human friends, how can this be? Why? Why? Why must you torture and eat me? Imagine it's thee. Imagine it's a member of thy family.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 506. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Serbia and Kosovo agreed to resume trade relations. In talks mediated by the European Union, representatives from Serbia and former province Kosovo reached an accord on Friday, September 2nd, which will allow trade and people to move freely between the two countries. The agreement is expected to alleviate tensions and also paves the way for Kosovans to gain access to property records, which are currently still held in Serbia. Our accolades, Kosovan and Serbian delegates, as we also thank the European Union for its help in reaching this diplomatic solution. May such peaceful advancements continue for harmony and friendship to prevail among all people in the region.
Eminent artist of India remembered. Beloved and internationally celebrated painter Jehangir Sabavala passed away at the ripe age of 89 in Mumbai on Friday, September 2nd, 2011. Mr. Sabavala's career of colourful and pioneering brushstrokes spanned over 6 decades, with a unique style that contained elements of classic Cubism and Impressionism as he painted landscapes, figures, and seascapes. With more than 30 solo exhibitions that were displayed worldwide, his work was also featured in numerous group exhibitions. In 1994, Mr. Sabavala's life was cinematically depicted in the film Colors of Absence by Arun Kopkar, and among the many honors he received were the Padma Shri for his distinguished contributions through the arts and the Lalit Kala Akademi Ratna, India's highest honor in the fine arts. Our condolences to the family and friends of Jehangir Sabavala, whose gifted legacy of art continues bringing joy to many. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's love and light.
Save our planet by melting permafrost to release billions of tons of CO2. A study conducted by Dr. Charles Coven of the University of California, Berkeley in the USA and an international team of researchers has concluded that as climate change causes tundra in the Arctic North to continue to melt, the vast stores of carbon being released from beneath the ground will not be contained by new vegetation that might emerge.
Using a supercomputer in France to calculate soil warming and climate change data, the scientists estimated that the thawing Arctic will instead release around 68 billion additional tons of carbon dioxide, or CO2, into the atmosphere. Such a massive amount of greenhouse gases would not only increase planetary warming, it would also accelerate the rate of further climate change.
Dr. Coven and colleagues, our thanks for this study that informs of the ever more urgent condition of our planet. May we all be motivated toward caring efforts that stabilize the ecosphere for ourselves and future generations.
During an interview by Alcantara Roense in Mexico in December 2010, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed such dangerous tolls of climate change as permafrost melt and the quickest way to halt these harmful effects.
We have to reverse our action. We warm up the planet because many reasons. Fossil fuel and animals industry. But you see, when we burn fossil fuel, it emits two types of gas. Carbon dioxide, CO2, and aerosol. Mm. Aerosol is not too good for our health, but at least it cancels CO2. So the warming effect came from the methane gas, nitrous oxide. It warms up the planet, and it warms also the permafrost, which is a frozen earth, which store a lot of carbon in there. So if it warms up, the methane, carbon, anything also come up together. Because of animals, agriculture are number one producer of these gases that I just mentioned that warm up our planet. But the thing is, methane is short, it can dissipate within 10 years, more or less. So if we cut all this methane nitrogen from the animals, we cut all that, then we cool the planet within a decade, within a few years. So if we eliminate the most heated gas and the most quickly dissipate, you know, then we cool it in a few years.
Save our planet. Due to unseasonably high temperatures in Illinois, USA, with heat indices reaching 105 degrees Fahrenheit or 40.5 degrees Celsius during the first week of September 2011, elementary and secondary schools across the state are shut down to protect children who are more vulnerable to excessive heat.
Save our planet. In an August 2011 evaluation of the impact to the planet of different foods, US-based Environmental Working Group finds that lamb, beef, cheese, pork, and farmed salmon are the most harmful concerning greenhouse gas emissions, with all meat and dairy products considered highly damaging due to their requirement for large amounts of pesticides, chemical fertilizers, fuel, feed, and water resources.
Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Birds in My Life.
We eat smart with a delectable vegan diet. We have a tip to share on the herb rosemary.
Besides enhancing recipes with its wonderful flavor, rosemary has many nutritional benefits.
It is a good source of vitamin C, A, and B6, potassium, magnesium, and copper. Rosemary's other uses include as an anti-inflammatory and antiseptic. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather around the world.
World news, Tunisian harvest more than doubles compared to previous year. The Agriculture Ministry stated that during the 2010 to 2011 season, 2.3 million tons of grains were produced. This was made up of 1.6 million tons of wheat and 0.7 million tons of barley. In 2009 to 2010, a total of 1.1 million tons were harvested. Approximately 13% of the nation's gross domestic product is achieved through farming. Congratulations, Tunisia, on this great news. May it help bring your pure-hearted people into an ever bright and sustainable future. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Palestinian artist creates incredible masterpieces from sand. Let's take a few moments to appreciate a melodious symphony. Be back soon. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more forward-thinking news.
Supreme Master テレビジョンの皆様、スタッフの皆様、そして多くの愛好者の皆様、5周年記念おめでとうございます。私も時々拝見させていただいているんですけれども、皆様がおやりになっていらっしゃる活動とかそういうものが本当に感動ですし、またそれぞれの国の言葉に、直してどなたでも理解がされやすいように作っていただいているっていうことも大変ありがたいことだなと思っておりますので、どうか皆様今後とも大いに皆様の力を団結して、今後とも長いスプリームマスターテレビをお続けいただけますようによろしくお願いいたします。おめでとうございます。
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, happy news for a smiling world. In cultural news, a Palestinian artist showcases his nation's peaceful history. Mr. Bassam Al-Hajjar, an amazing sand artist in Gaza, was featured on the Iranian International News Network, Press TV. He creates incredible artworks which present the harmonious roots of the Palestinian people. His magnificent pieces adorn homes and various businesses throughout the area. Mr. Al-Hajjar's style is a synthesis of modern art and the religious and cultural traditions of Palestine. Bravo, Mr. Bassam Al-Hajjar, on your exquisite offerings. May they bring great joy to the beautiful people of Palestine with Allah's blessings.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Road Safety.
A man was driving a car. when a policeman stopped him and said, "We are running a road safety campaign and you have just won a prize of $500 for wearing a seatbelt while driving. What will you do with such a big amount?" "The first thing I will do is apply to get my driving license renewed," the man replied. The lady sitting beside him said, "No, no, please don't listen to him. He talks foolish after drinking." Suddenly, the man sleeping in the back seat woke up and said, "Wow, I never thought that we would be able to cover this much distance in a stolen car." Then a voice came from below. "Knock, knock. Have we crossed the border yet?"
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Supreme Master Television broadcasts waves of love. I feel so peaceful when I watch the conferences of Supreme Master Qinghai. Thanks for your love, Supreme Master Qinghai. Just your voice soothes me completely. Stay with me, take me to God. I love you so much. Save my soul. Luke from Pernambuco, Brazil.
Hi Luke, it's marvelous to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Precious Luke, thank you, my sweet, for your trust. Take heart that we're always together. May you and all the pure-minded people of Brazil be blessed with an abundance of spiritual wisdom and grace. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's infinite grace be your cherished guide.
Dear friends, it is my honor to welcome you to Supreme Master Television 5th Anniversary Celebration. As a champion for the arts, I am grateful for all Supreme Master Television does to incorporate artistic genres into their programming. For the last 5 years, Supreme Master Television has dedicated itself to providing constructive programming for a peaceful world. I admire the way in which their programming not only exemplifies the human spirit, but also the spirit of our animal co-inhabitants. Furthermore, they raise environmental awareness through art and culture so as to demonstrate the true beauty that nature holds. Supreme Master Television broadcasts in over 60 languages and on more than 90 cable networks to ensure a maximum audience. This is truly an inspirational achievement. I would like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to be a small part of the celebration. Again, I would like to commend Supreme Master Television for their continued effort in fostering world peace through innovative telecommunications. They are indeed exceptional and go well beyond expectation. Sincerely, Loretta Sanchez, Member of Congress.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a ceremony attended by Guatemalan Ambassador Arturo Duarte and Kazakh Ambassador Zartev Turizbekov, the two countries formally established bilateral relations, signifying what they say is a new era of their nation's shared diplomacy.
Libya's National Transitional Council's interim leadership of the country pledges to appoint a body tasked with drafting a new constitution to be voted into place within 8 months, and a new government that will be elected in less than 2 years.
In Sri Lanka, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, heightens efforts in a project to find missing children separated during the nation's civil war and reunite them with their families in the country's re-established stability.
The loyalty of friendship surpassed the limitations of size, as 15-year-old Sam Breer, 1.5 metres in height, managed to keep 2 metre tall and much heavier Adam Greening afloat in icy water for a full 20 minutes, bringing his friend to a canal bank in Wakefield, Yorkshire, UK, where he was revived by paramedics.
For his brave and quick-thinking action, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Sam Breer with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $1,000 for school favorites.
Russia donates over 1,000 metric tons of wheat flour for the United Nations World Food Programme's emergency response to drought-hit Kenya, enough to support 100,000 people for 1 month's time.
Selected from among 492 couples of 26 different nationalities, Argentine-Ecuadorian dancing duo Max Frontaforda and Solanga Acosta win the crown of the stage tango competition at the 9th Tango Dance World Championship in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.